സംസാര സാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം നാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹ്യ ഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാൽ. ശ്രീമൽഭാഗവദാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി ശ്രീകൃതോസി മയാനാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ. മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവാ. ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പാദയോർസ്തവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാഥസ്ത്വം നോ യദപ്രഭോ. നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം. ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യദോന്വയാദിതരതശ്ചാർത്തേഷു അഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൽ തേനീ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദ യ ആദിഗവയേ മുഹ്യന്തി യൽ സൂരയാം. തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷ ധാമ്നാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തഗുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി. ധർമ്മ പ്രോജ്ജിത കൈതവോത്ര പരമോ നിർമത്സരാണാം സതാം വേദ്യം വാസ്തവം അത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം. ശ്രീമൽഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനി കൃതേ കിം വാ പരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭീ തൽക്ഷണാൽ. നിഗമകൽപതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുഭമുഖാദമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിപദ ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോ രസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാ. സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നുമാം. യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുഭേദം അഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈപായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജ്ജുഹാവാം പുത്രേതി തന്മയതയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിം ആനദോസ്മി. യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപം അതിഥിതീർഷതാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനം ഉപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം. നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേൽ. കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവീണു കുണിതാദൃദാനനെന്തോ മമ വാജി വിജൃംഭദാം മുരാരേ മധുരിന്ന കണികാഭി കാപി കാപീ. നമാ ഓം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്തസ്വാമീ നാമിനേ. നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവി ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണേ ശ്രീമൽഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം മമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജശ്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസാം ഹരികതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദീഭുവനത്രയം. ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ. പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദഗീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി. കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണം ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരതോ മമാം. മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കം ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽ കൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദ മാധവം. ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ, ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ. സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം. ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. കണ്ടിന്യൂയിങ് ദി ബാലലീല ഓഫ് കൃഷ്ണ ആസ് മെൻഷൻഡ് ഇൻ ദ ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതം. സുദേവ ഗോസ്വാമി ഈസ് ടോക്കിംഗ് ടു പരീക്ഷിത് മഹാരാജ് കണ്ടിന്യൂസ്ലി about the different childhood activities of Krishna, and these activities of Krishna which are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam is the most enchanting or the attractive pastimes for the devotee, because through these childhood pastimes Krishna has attracted many devotees to him, or attracted him, brought him closer to Krishna. So therefore Parikshit Maharaj was inquisitive to hear more what activities Krishna has done in his childhood. One of the most unpredictable thing about Krishna is that you do not know what Krishna has in mind. When one tries to find a logic in Krishna's activities, sometimes it is very difficult, basically because Krishna is the, as Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati mentioned many instances, is called as a transcendental autocrat. In other words, that word is so appropriate when it comes to the pastimes of Krishna. You will notice this often. Where is the logic in something what Krishna did when he was in his childhood? Many things are very difficult to understand, because many great devotees try to understand Krishna's logic in many things, but Krishna is beyond our logic. Our logic and reasoning finishes at a certain point. Krishna's logic begins after that. So normally in all these situations, all we can do is to follow the footsteps of the great devotees who have followed Krishna through Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam was their shelter. Kathamayim Bhagavata Pradhanam, Kathamayim Bhagavata Bhidanam Hare. That this personified form of Krishna, which is in the book form, is Srimad Bhagavatam, and that Srimad Bhagavatam will give us that understanding of Krishna's activities. Like we were discussing last time the story of the different devotees who came to Krishna, and no pastime is similar to the other. That is another interesting thing in all the childhood pastimes. One pastime is different than the other. One demon was killed in a different way than the another demon. Every single demon were dealt with in different ways, which was clearly showing that all Krishna's activities are not under our understanding. It's beyond our understanding. That Supreme Personality, Yogeshwara, Krishna himself, in almost all situations, acted in such a way that no demon could understand that what Krishna was going to do in the next moment. So we were reading from the Bhagavatam in the chapter 11, we finished that the travel of Krishna and Balaram. We were discussing that. The last one we spoke about was they had decided to move from Brihadvanam to Vrindavanam. That is what we were discussing. Krishna, when Upanandan, Nanda Maharaj's brother, decided that this place, Brihadvanam, is not anymore a safe place for the children to play, to children to grow up. Krishna and Balaram particularly, when they started seeing so many bad omens at that time, Upanandan suggested, they had a meeting together, and in that meeting the proposal was put forward that they move from Brihadvanam. Brihadvanam, that is also in their analysis, that certain places are not very auspicious to live. So they came to this understanding, and they discussed together and agreed that they should move straight away from Brihadvanam to Vrindavanam. So Upanandan then brought this information back to the assembly of the gopas, or the cowherd men, that if they move to Vrindavanam, probably it will be a safer place for the children to play and to grow up, and they should make the move as quickly as possible. So on the same day, they arranged the carts to take everyone to to Vrindavanam. So in this description in the Garga Bhagavatam of Krishna and Balaram, Rohini Devi and Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, they all sat in one bullock cart. And this like a caravan, it was going to Vrindavanam. So in one bullock cart, Krishna and Balaram were sitting. Yashodamai and Rohini has prepared sufficient prasadam for both the children. And they have kept it, the motherly feelings all the time, anxiety about how they will feed the children. So they have prepared so much nice prasadam and they have kept it in the bullock cart. So when the carts were moving to Vrindavanam, often Krishna and Balaram will joke each other. They were not actually joking. They will say to Rohini and Yashoda Devi that when the bullock cart was moving, that the trees were moving much faster. So they have noticed that the cart was not moving. On the other hand, the trees were moving. This kind of suggestions came from Krishna and Balaram. And they were talking the same thing to Rohini and Yashoda. So both Yashoda and Rohini try to tell Krishna and Balaram, actually the trees are not moving, but only the bullock cart is moving. No, Krishna and Balaram will never agree. They will keep talking to Yashoda and Rohini about it. In this way, in a nice way, they joking each other and and enjoying that journey, they all arrived in Vrindavanam. When they arrived in Vrindavanam, Krishna and Balaram had surveyed the whole scene. And they realized it. What a beautiful place for them to play. This is the whole thing. In childhood it is like that, isn't it? Children have only one thing in their head. They want to play all the time. Endless it is. Till they drop, they will play. And unless and until parents put some control and bring them back, they would like to play. This is the nature of the childhood. Balastaval krida asakta. Krida means playing. Is attached to them. At that time, that is a great attachment in the mind of the children. And Krishna was not an exception. In his childhood pastimes, what Krishna has performed those days was such an attractive pastimes for others also. And Krishna and Balaram, they enjoyed Vrindavanam so much. That beautiful land where the cows could graze is nicely. Plenty of grass for them to enjoy. Similarly, the beautiful Kalindi River, which was flowing nicely, and similarly the Govardhana Hill, all these background gave Krishna and Balaram tremendous happiness and satisfaction. So they came to Vrindavanam and they lived there. So it was then initially Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men built temporary accommodation. Later on, they started building the permanent accommodation. So in the temporary accommodation when they were staying, Krishna and Balaram was not concerned. They all wanted was a place to sleep at night. Rest of the day, they were in the forest, playing all the time, playing. And all kinds of games they have played. There is a long list of description of the games they were playing. Perhaps if you read all of those games, it may not look very interesting for us, because our games are expensive now. No games are cheap these days. Even if you want to watch something, it's £20 minimum. So this is how sophisticated we have become. But Krishna and Balaram played such wonderful games together and the children enjoyed that. Different pastimes they have acted in the forest. So it was in those days that Krishna was thinking once that if I have to play, I have to take some responsibility also in my life. So all this playing, Krishna is growing up. That growth in Krishna was developing in this way. One day, Krishna went up to Yashoda Devi and told Mother Yashoda that I don't want to go to forest alone like this. I want to start tending the calves now. Not the big cows, but the calves at least. I shall start tending them now, looking after the calves. Krishna thought he is qualified now to do it. As usual, the immediate response from Yashoda was, no, you are not doing it. Straight away. Yashoda said, you are not big enough for that. Just like normally mothers say, or always say to the children, no, you are not ready for that yet. So Yashoda put the brake straight away. As soon as Yashoda said that, Krishna decided that there is no point in talking to Yashoda anymore about it. Went to Nanda Maharaj. And went to Nanda Baba and told Nanda Baba that tomorrow onwards I am going to start taking the calves to the forest. I look after them now, he said. When Krishna says something, Nanda Baba has no further discussion about it. Thought for a minute, discussed with Yashoda. Yashoda said, he is not big enough for that. He is still small. It's only 4.5 or 5 years, probably less than 5 years, he was only that old. But in his mind, Krishna was making bigger plans for the future. So that inquisitiveness, that spontaneous feeling for playing with other children, and the happiness from that, Krishna didn't think about it too much. So he said to Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, that tomorrow onwards I am taking this. Once Krishna says that, then there is no further discussion about it. Nanda Baba didn't say no to it. Nanda Baba thought for a minute and then discussed with Yashoda again this. So Yashoda was trying to sell Nanda Baba that you should say no to him now. He is not big enough. Nanda Maharaj was finding it difficult to say no anything for that. Such a great personality, such a great fortune he had, that never in once in his life he said no to Krishna. This is Nanda Maharaj's situation. So what he did, Nanda Maharaj is a very intelligent person, a clever person. He thought, probably I'll get some more children who is a little bit older than him and make them to go with them so that at least it will give them some security for Krishna and Balaram. The personality who is maintaining and protecting millions and billions of universes need to be protected by Nanda Maharaj. This was the interesting thing there. Did little Nanda Maharaj know who this Krishna was? He had no idea. He was thinking that if I send some older children with him, 7 or 8 years old, so he managed to find another 2 or 3 children and ask them to accompany Krishna and Balaram to the forest. They were very happy to go, because once Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi say something, that was enough for them, that they knew that the awards will be very good, it will be very beneficial to them. So in that way the game started. But before Krishna went to the forest, Krishna made a list of all the toys he wants to play in the forest, all his requirements. He made a big list and handed it over to Nanda Maharaj. And he told Nanda Maharaj that I need all these things before I start going to the forest. There is a list of all the instruments also, what he wanted, the different play for different games, what he wanted. Nanda Maharaj said to him, I cannot arrange everything straight away. It is not possible. It is such a long list. But some things, I will organize it by tomorrow morning. For the other things, give me another 2 weeks' time, he said. So Krishna said, that's okay, that's not a problem. I'll give you 2 weeks' time for the rest of the items. But the first few items, I must have it in the morning. What was the flute? Flute should be ready with him. And the next thing was, there is a thing called a horn. It's called a shringi. In Sanskrit, they call it shringi. Shringi means, when the cows die, when the old cows, when they die, or the bulls, they take the horns out from them. After taking the horns out, they cut both ends. And this end, which is the smaller diameter, they can start speaking through that, and through the larger diameter, a higher volume will come out. Just like a megaphone. Nowadays, we have got very... Krishna didn't have all these complicated things. Krishna was dependent on the simple things like that. But something similar to a megaphone, that he had, this kind of things were used by them. When they had to call the cows and the calves come back, they used to use these kind of horns, which were made from the dead cows or dead bulls, whatever, what was there. So this kind of things, Krishna has listed all of them. Then the different types of sticks he wanted for tending the calves, and number of things like that. Everything was given, and Nanda Maharaj organized a few items. Then he also wanted a mridanga also to take with him to the forest when they want to play and sing music at the forest. All sorts of things. So anyway, Nanda Maharaj organized some of them. So the next day morning, Krishna went and announced among the cowherd men that this is the new program. We'll be tending the calves. As soon as the announcement came through this horn, almost all the boys assembled together and joined Krishna. So this whole group is moving towards the forest with the calves being looked after by Krishna and also by the other cowherd boys of similar age as Krishna. They were all going together to the forest. That is where we stopped. So I'll just start reading and start discussing those beautiful pastimes from now on, what goes on in the forest. So we stopped at the verse number was 39 11, 10th canto 11th chapter verse 39. That's they just arrived Vrindavanam and discussion on Vrindavanam. Kujidvadvaya devenam kshevanai kshivada kwajil kwajil padai kingini vi kwajil kritramago vrishai vishayamano nardando yudhade parasparam anukritya rudair jandum shcheradu pagrudau yadam kadajil yamunatire valsamshara yadaswagai vayasai krishnabalayor jikham surdaityamagamal tam valsarubinam viksha valsayudagadam hari darshayan baladevaya shaneir mugdhamivasadal vihitva paravadabhyam sahalam gulamachuda vyamayitva kabithagre prahinol gadajividam sakabitter mahagayam patyamane papadaha tam viksha vismidabala shashamsu sadhu sadhvidi devasha parisandushta babu pushpavarshinaham tam tau valsa balagau bhutva sarvalogaiga balagau sapradarashau govalsam sharayanyau vijayaratu som som valsa gulam sarve payayishyandamegada gatva jalashayabhyasham payayitva paburujalam. When Krishna was playing with the with these calves in the forest, one day by chance Krishna noticed one calf which he hasn't seen before. This was no one else than another demon called Valsasura. Valsasura wanted to kill Krishna and Balaram, so he was looking for an opportunity, and the right opportunity had come. Now he thought, if he could join these calves along with the other calves, he will not be noticed. This is what Valsasura thought. Because Valsasura thought like that, he joined them and he started also playing like all the other calves. And normally the cowherd boys, they have this habit, when they get hold of the calves, they will start massaging behind, below their at the throat. If you give them, the cows feel very happy about it. I don't know whether you have tried this. Cows and calves, normally if you scratch them at the throat, they will start lifting their head more and more. So you can scratch more and more. And they take great extreme pleasure in that. It's one way of one way of dealing with the cows and the calves. So they were Krishna was doing this to many calves who were there. Krishna noticed this particular one from the very beginning, how different he was, but he was trying to join the group and give an impression to Krishna that he was one among them. But Krishna, who can cheat Krishna in these things? So Krishna noticed this and mentioned this to Balaram first time. Only then Balaram noticed it. Only when Krishna mentioned this to them, Balaram noticed that. Krishna said, don't worry about it, we will deal with him. So Krishna went up to him and started doing this to him, doing to the calf, started scratching his throat aside, and he started lifting. Suddenly Krishna caught hold of all the four legs and lifted him to the head. As soon as he lifted the head and twisted around and threw him, straight away he landed in Vaikuntha. That is where he went and landed. He didn't come back. He went back to Vaikuntha straight away. Never came back. All the boys who were present there, they started complaining to Krishna, what are you doing? That for them, they can't even imagine throwing a calf like that. In their dreams, they couldn't imagine doing such a thing. So they said to Krishna, what have you done about him? Krishna says, I haven't done anything, he says. He says to them, all I have done is that I have just lifted him and I wanted to carry him, but by then he ran away from me. I was holding on to his legs. If I had held on to it, I would have probably gone away with him. But I don't know where. Meanwhile, flowers started coming from the top, from the sky. The demigods who were witnessing this, they were a big enemy of this Valsasura. Valsasura was a big threat for them. So when Valsasura was killed like this, flowers started coming from the sky. And when the flowers started coming, these boys started asking, the cowherd boys, where is this flower coming from then? Krishna says, when he went up in the sky, he has hit the trees and the flowers and they all started falling down from that. This was Krishna. How quickly Krishna's mind comes with answers before you can even imagine. So fast the mind works. So Krishna answered this way to the cowherd boys, and Valsasura never came back. This Valsasura story is a very interesting story, because a lot of us are also like Valsasura. We also dress up nicely with tilak on and kanti mala and beads bag in the hand. Inside is like Valsasura. This is the difference. That's the only difference. Externally, we dress up nicely, everything. So many things. Nice shikha, nice tilak, nice kanti mala, nice dhoti, and beads bag in the hand. But inside is Valsasura's consciousness most of the time. Sometimes we wish also that like Krishna has taken over Valsasura. If he has done that to us also, there will be no complaint at all. Will we happily accept that? Somehow or the other, you can get out of this consciousness what we have developed. So many people in so many different dresses in this world, you can also observe that. And this Valsasura's pastime is one of those interesting pastimes to show that dress, you can take anything in this world, but you can't cheat Krishna. You can take any dress you want, and you can act also any way you like. But as far as Krishna is concerned, he is seeing everything what goes on inside. There is no difficulty as far as Krishna is concerned. So Valsasura's dress is also another nice dress to take. So just like Valsasura has tried to act in this way, Krishna has given him also the opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead. So he was fortunate that way. Now there is one other demon who was killed in the same chapter. He was called Bagasura. Bagasura was the next demon. Verse 47, chapter 11. Te tatra dadrushurbhala mahasattvam avastitam tatra sonu vajranarbhinnam gire shringami vachudam Savaibhago nama mahanasurobhagarubhadrak agatya sahasa krishnam tishnadundograsalbari krishnam mahabhagagrastam drishtvaramadayorbhaga vabhu indriyani vavina pranam vijedasam tam thalumulam pradahandamannival gopala sunam pidaram jagalguroham Chacharda Sadhyo Dirushachada Bhagastundena Handam Punarabhya Badhyadaham Tamabadandam Sanagrihyadundayordhobhyam Bhagam Kamsasakam Satam Padim Palshasu Baleshudadara Leelaya Udavaho Viranavadivaugasam Tadabhagarim Suralogavasina Samakiran Mandana Malligadhibi Samidhire Chanaga Shanga Samstavaistadvicha Gopala Sudavisismire Muktam Bagasyadu Valabhya Balaga Ramadaya Pranamivaindriyogana Stanagadam Samparirabhya Naruvrida Praniyavalsan Vrajametyatajagohum Shutvatadvismida Gopam Gopyaschadi Priyadridaha Pretyagaramivaul sukhya aichanda trishidekshanaha Aho badasya balasya bahavo mrityuo bhavan apyasi vipriyam tesham kridam purvam yato bhayam adapya vivavandyenam naivate ghora darshanaha jikhamsayena vasadhyam nashyandyagmau padangaval Aho Brahma Vidam Vajo Na Satya Sandhi Karhijal Gargo Yadaha Bhagavan Anvabhavi Tathaivadal Idi Nandadayo Gopa Krishna Rama Katha Muda Kurvanno Ramamanascha Na Vindan Bhavavedanam Evam Viharai Kaumarai Kaumaram Jahadur Vraje Nilayane Sedu Bandair Makadol Plavanadivi Srimad Bhagavate Mahabrani Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Dashamaskande Purvade Valsa Bhagavato Nama Ekadashodhyayam. So after Valsasura was killed, the next person to go back home, back to Godhead, was Bagasura. Bagasura's story is also very interesting. This Baga means it's a kind of duck. That is how I read in the Krishna book, Prabhupada has used the word duck. This Baga, he was a demon who came, and he is the brother of Putana and Akasura. Akasura is going to come in the next chapter. Akasura will go back to the spiritual world. Putana has already gone back. And this is the younger brother of Putana. So this Bagasura, he was in the forest, had a little revenge towards Krishna for killing Putana. So kept that in his heart, and when they moved to Vrindavanam, the children were playing around. They were exploring Vrindavanam in the beginning. So all the cowherd boys, they were moving around, trying to explore Vrindavanam and find out various places to play. Particularly children like to find caves, bushes, wherever they could hide for hide and seek, and so many other kind of things they play. So they were looking for such a place, and when they were coming through a small stream of water, which was not far from the Kalani River, suddenly they saw this unusual scene there. An animal sitting there, they couldn't understand what it was. It looked so massive in size. And they looked at him, but it was not moving at all. It was so steady like a yogi. No movement at all in the body. And when they noticed that, they passed through the animal close by. They thought it was an animal. It looked like an animal to them. They went along that. They were not noticed. Nothing happened. So, normally, this kind of animal, this kind of duck, they have a special name in Sanskrit. They engage in an activity called Bhagadhyanam. Bhagadhyanam means, it is well known, this Bhaga, what they do, they will sit near the river or a stream where there is plenty of fish. When they sit there, and they will give you the impression as though they are in meditation. You will be so quiet, and nobody will notice that he has any movement. But all the time the eyes are focused into the water. And you will keep looking the kind of fishes that comes through the water. Fishes won't notice it either. So if it is any big fish, it won't move, it stay quiet. If it is the size of the fish is small enough that it can take into its mouth, it will immediately put its beaks into the water, pull the fish in, and goes back into meditation again. So that is why in Shastram it is specially called as Bhagadhyanam. It is a well-known expression in the Shastram, Bhagadhyanam. If somebody is chanting, sometimes you can also do devotees doing this. That is also very interesting. They will sit there as though they are in deep meditation, fully absorbed. Mind will be somewhere else wandering about how to make money somewhere else or how to chase something else. But that is, so jokingly in the Shastram, they are such kind of meditators or who are engaged in such dhyanam, they will also refer to as Bhagadhyanam for this reason only. Because sometimes falsity develops and in Sanskrit there is reference to this as a Bhagadhyanam. Oh, he is in his Bhagadhyanam, they will say. If someone knows that he is pretending something, not doing in the right way or doing in a false way. So this Baga has got this habit, Bhagadhyanam. So it was waiting, the Baga was waiting for Krishna to come that way. He was big in size and he's got two big beaks also. So when Balaram went through, he didn't do anything. When all the cowherd boys went through also, he didn't do anything. But Krishna knew who can close his eyes everywhere, Sahasrashi Sahasrabhad. in the Purusha Suktam, prayers begins with this, isn't it? Sahasra Shirsha Purusha Sahasrasha Sahasrabal. That Sahasrashan, thousands of eyes. It's not thousand exactly, it's everywhere. That's what it means. Purusha Suktam prayers Sahasrasham. But Sahasrasham actually means that he has got hands everywhere, legs everywhere, and eyes are everywhere. So who can cheat Krishna? When Krishna came through that way, immediately our Bhagasura put both the beaks in and put Krishna inside. Krishna gone in. But the problem is this. Bhagasura never learned Rig Vedam. If Bhagasura knew Rig Vedam, he wouldn't have done this. Because in Rig Vedam, there is a Rig which talks about fire. That fire is, it starts with the word Agnimile. It's a very famous Rig in the Rig Vedam. Brahmanas chant, and when they chant the Rig Vedam, this Rig goes on for many, 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 many minutes. They keep reciting this Agnimile Rig. It actually means that fire got its ability to burn, or the heat. Where did it come from? It came from Krishna. The sun got its strength to shine, and the sunlight, the energy, the heat, where did that come from? This Rig Agnimile says it comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Bhagasura has not studied Rig Vedam or anything. Bhagasura thought, I will get him in. Only when he realized was, as soon as Krishna went in, the heat that came from Krishna was such, it burned inside the whole body. Immediately he vomited Krishna outside. Krishna came out from inside. Because of the heat, what Bhaga was experiencing inside, Krishna came out. Krishna's another name is, you must remember, Yogeshwara. Every yoga system, there is nothing in this world which is outside Krishna's control. So anyone tries to apply all these kind of techniques wouldn't work with Krishna. When Krishna came out, the first thing what he did was, he held on to the two beaks and separated the body into two pieces and threw it away and clapped the hands like this. You may ask the question, why Krishna clapped the hands, wouldn't you? The reason is this. When Bhagasura's sister died, Putana, Krishna felt, I did not perform the final ceremonies for Bhagasura. But Bhagasura for Putana. So this was in Krishna's mind. But at least Bhagasura, he thought, if you go to Banaras and places like that, you will see, when a lot of dead bodies are burned, normally when the Shraddha ceremony or is performed also, what is done is, the pindam, pindam means the balls of wheat, the ground which is made into balls, which is offered into Udagakriya. Udagakriya means the final ceremony for the, every time when it is offered to the Shraddha ceremony at that time, that Pindodaga Kriya. For that, these balls are kept, and normally it is expected that the crows will come, the departed soul will come in the crow's body and eat that. This is a perception from that. So generally to invite the crow, they will clap the hands. And that's how the crows come, and they'll notice and they'll eat this. Once the crows have eaten that, it is taken that the departed soul has been fed from that way. It's a part of that ceremony. So Krishna thought, now Bhagasura has gone, clap the hands also. His ceremony has been done by Krishna himself for him, and he can now go back to the spiritual world. Krishna says, Bhagasura went back. But the matter didn't finish there. Unfortunately, Bhagasura and Putana too have gone back. So once one commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, he is writing his commentary on Krishna on the Srimad Bhagavatam, and when it came to this Bhagasura story, Krishna asked him that, what do you think about Bhagasura's return to the spiritual world? Krishna's question to this devotee, a direct question. Krishna wanted an answer from him. Devotees, especially those great personalities who had such close association with Krishna, Krishna has discussed with them every single pastime, what he has done, particularly the childhood ones. Childhood ones, Krishna wants to know what they thought about it. So this devotee, who was very, very clever, he understood what Krishna was hinting at. Krishna was wanted to know from him, have I done the right thing? In the sense that Putana has gone back, isn't it? Now Bhagasura is also going back. So why is Bhagasura going now to the spiritual world? The devotee said to Krishna, I know why he has gone. Two things he said, not only one reason, for two reasons he said. The first reason was, Putana was feeling lonely in Vaikuntham. After getting there, She was thinking, my two brothers, they couldn't get back here. Naturally, isn't it? Only when you go to Vaikuntha, you will realize that how miserable a place this is where we are today. So long as we don't get back there, we will always be thinking this is the best place. A first class apartment in Mayfair or some place like that. And even it could be 6 months dark and cloudy and wet and windy. Still we will think this is the best. This is our perception. But once you go to a place like spiritual world, you will naturally think that there are better places than this. We will come to understand that. And naturally Pudana realized that when she got back to spiritual world. So she started thinking, only if my whole family could come back here. Bekha and later on Agha also, Aghasura also. So Pudana was thinking like this, the devotee said to Krishna. But there was another thing also, that Bhagasura was also feeling that I should go and join Pudana. Because after all, he had tried to serve Krishna in a way like this, that I should also get the benefit, and Pudana is gone. Why shouldn't I join Pudana and give company to Pudana in spiritual world also? So Bhagasura, you see, you have to remember, when we call somebody a demon, as soon as the demonic body drops away and in his pure consciousness, he is back in Vaikuntha, he is a devotee, he is not a demon anymore. This is all external bodies and external consciousness. This, when the consciousness changes and when Krishna one day decides to take us out of this conditioned stage, we are freed from this conditioned stage, we are as good as others who are living in Vaikuntha. So Bhagasura had gone back when Krishna gave him this opportunity to go back. So in other words, the devotee said to Krishna that Bhagasura wanted to give company to Pudana, and Pudana was waiting there for Bhaga to come, Bhagasura to come. Krishna said, is there any other reason? He said. Krishna wanted to know what's going on. The devotee said, yes, there is more, he said. So what was that? The reason, he said, no problem, he said, my younger brother is here. He wanted to go and reserve a seat for him there in Vaikuntha for Aghasura to come later. So you can see through all these different pastimes, the demons were also getting the opportunity. Even if you had got a demon's body in that time and got killed by Krishna, you would have been much more fortunate than sitting here in this material world. This is what Srimad Bhagavatam is telling us. That Balsasura went back, Bhagasura also went back. And through this killing of Bhagasura, Krishna also gave him this opportunity for the cowherd boys to understand that Krishna is not an ordinary child. He is the Supreme Personality. But the boys did not understand. They saw all these things happening. And anyway, Krishna killed Bhagasura. That story was immediately transmitted to the whole of Vrindavanam. All the other cowherd boys and the families came to know about this incident, what happened with Bhagasura. So, here we will see in that chapter, finishing there with one particular verse. Evam viharei kaumarei kaumarei jahadur vrajai nilayaneer sedu mandir markadot plavanadhibim. Like this they were playing. Evam viharei kaumarei. Kaumaram, age. It is up to age of 5. And they were playing like this all the time. Kaumara jahadur vrajai kauma nilayaneer sedu mandir. That basically their interest was simply in playing. So while playing, most of the activities where Krishna was performing was from his previous appearances. Sometimes they played like Ramachandra. And the cowherd boys took the dress as of the monkeys. And that beautiful pastime of Ramachandra crossing the ocean to Lanka. And Nilayane Sedu Mandir, and building that bridge, Sedu Bandhanam, Markadot Plavana Adibim, that, and also they played as the Markadas, the monkeys. Like this, they passed their different days in the forest, like that. So, with that, that chapter finishes, and we move on to the 12th chapter, where further pastimes of Krishna continues in Vrindavanam. Now, the scene is in Vrindavanam, not anymore in Gokulam. So, in this 12th chapter, when the 12th chapter begins, Sri Rajari Swamiji says there, Mahabhagagala Kriram കേവലസ്യന കൗതുകം ഇതീവ അഖാസുരമുഖേ സസഹ പ്രാവിശദ്ധരീം ദ്വാദശേതു മഹാസർപ്പം വവോദ്ധരമഖാസുരം വത്സബാലകിലം ക്രുദ്ധോ ഗലേഫന്നിതി വർണ്യതേം. ഇൻ ദിസ് പർട്ടിക്കുലർ ചാപ്റ്റർ ദ ഫസ്റ്റ് പാസ്റ്റ് ടൈം ഈസ് ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ് ഓഫ് അഖാസുര. അഖാസുര ഈസ് എ ബ്രദർ ഓഫ് പൂതന ആൻഡ് ബകാസുര ഹു വാസ് കിൽഡ് ബൈ കൃഷ്ണ. ബട്ട് ശ്രീരാചാര്യ സ്വാമിജി സേസ് ദെയർ ദി ഇൻട്രസ്റ്റിംഗ് തിങ് അബൌട്ട് ഇറ്റ് വാസ് Krishna went to Bagasura's mouth alone, isn't it? Alone he went to Bagasura's mouth. And Krishna said that that was not interesting enough. If I could take all the cowherd boys also with me, and the calves also together to somebody's mouth, it will not be, it will be more interesting. So that is why in the next verse he says, Mahabhagala krida kevalasyana gaudugam idiva akasuramukhe sasaka pravishadharim. And this time Hari went into the mouth of Akasura, not alone. As though it may appear that going alone was not interesting, so he decided to take everyone with Krishna, with him. And that is how Hari went into Akasura's mouth. So that is the next pastime. Shri Shuka Uvacham Kujidvanashaya Manodhadad Vrajal ഫലപ്രവാളസ്തവകുസുമനപ്പിച്ഛദാധുമി കാജകുഞ്ചാമണി സ്വർണഭൂഷിതാമപ്യഭൂഷയൻ ഉഷ്ണന്തോന്യശിഖ്യാദിൻ ജ്ഞാനാജ്ഞാദാനാച്ചിക്ഷിപു തത്രത്യാശ്ച പുനർദുരാധസന്ധശ്ച പുനരുദ്ധതും ഇതി ദൂരം ഗത കൃഷ്ണോ വനശോഭേക്ഷണായതം അഹം പൂർവം അഹം പൂർവം ഇതി സംസ്പൃശ്യ രേമിരേം കേചിദ് വേണുവിൻ വാദയന്തോ ഭാന്തശൃംഗാണി കേചന കേചിൽ ഭൃംഗൈ പ്രകായന്ത കൂജന്ത കോകിലൈ പരേം വിച്ഛായാഭി പ്രധാവന്തോ ഗച്ഛന്ത സാധുഹംസകൈ ഭഗൈ ഉപവിശന്നശ്ച നൃത്യന്തശ്ച കലാഭിമീം വികർഷന്ത കേശബാല അരോഹന്തശ്ച ദൈർദ്രുമാൻ വിദർവന്തശ്ച ദൈസാഗം പ്ലവന്തശ്ച പലാശിഷൂ സാഗം ഭേഗേർ വിലംഘന്ത സമിൽ പ്രസ്രവ സംപ്ലുതാഹ വിഹസന്ത പ്രതിച്ഛായ ശബന്തശ്ച പ്രതിസ്വനാൻ ഇത്ഥം സദാം ബ്രഹ്മസുഖാനുഭൂത്യാം ദാസ്യം ഗദാനാം പരദൈവദേന മായാശ്രിതാനാം നരതാരകേണ സാഗം വിജഹ്രു കൃതപുണ്യപുഞ്ജാഹ യൽപാദപാം സുർബഹുജന്മകൃച്ഛ്രദോ ധൃതാത്മവിര്യോഗിഭിരപ്യലഭ്യഃ സ ഏവ യദ്ൃ ഗിഷയസായം സ്വയം സ്ഥിത കിം വർണ്യതേ ദുഷ്ടമതോ വ്രജൗകസാം അഥാഗണാമാഭ്യപതൻ മഹാസുരസ്തേഷാം സുഖക്രീഡ വീക്ഷണാക്ഷമ നിത്യം ഏതന്തം നിജജീവിതേത്സുഭി പീഡാമതൈരപ്യമരൈ പ്രതീക്ഷതേ ദൃഷ്ട്വാർഭകാൻ കൃഷ്ണമുഖാനഖാസുര കംസാനുശിഷ്ട സബഗീ ഭഗാനുജ അയം തു മേ സോദരനാശകൃത്തയോർ ദയോർമൈനം സബലം ഹനിഷ്യേം ഏതേ യദാ മത്സുഹൃദേ സ്ഥിലാഭ കൃതാസ്തദാമഷ്ടസമാ വ്രജൗകസാ പ്രാണേഗതേ മർഷ്മസുഖാനുചിന്ത പ്രജാസവാ പ്രാണപ്രദോ ഹ്യേതേ ഇതി വ്യവസ്യ അജഗരം ബൃഹദ്വപു സയോജനായ അമഹാദ്രിവീവരം ധൃത്വാത്ഭുതം വ്യാത്തഗുഹാനനം തഥാപതി വിഷേദകൃസനാശയാഖലാം ധരാധരോഷ്ടോ ജലദോത്തരോഷ്ടോ ദര്യാദനാന്തോ ഗിരിശൃംഗദൃഷ്ടാ ധാന്താന്തരാസ്യോ വിദദാധ്വജിഹ്വ പരുഷാനിലശ്വാസതവേക്ഷണോഷ്ണാം ദൃഷ്ട്വാദം താദൃശം സർവേ മത്വാ വൃന്ദാവനശ്രയം വ്യാപ്താ ജഗരതുണ്ടേന ഹൃത്പൃക്ഷേ ക്ഷന്തേ സ്മലീലയാം അഹോ മിത്രാണി ഗതത സത്വകൂടം പുരസ്ഥിതം അസ്മൽ സംഗസന വ്യാപ്തവ്യാളതുണ്ടായതേ നവ സത്യമർക്കകരാരക്തം ഉത്തരാഹനുവൽഘനം അധരാഹനുവദ്രോതസ്ഥൽപ്രതിച്ഛായയാരുണം പ്രതിസ്പർദ്ധേദേ സുഖ്യഭ്യാം സവ്യാസവ്യേ നഗോദരേ തുംഗശൃംഗാലയോപേദാസ്തന്നദൃഷ്ടാശ്ച പശ്യതേ ആശ്രിതായ മമാർഗോയം രസനാം പ്രതിഗർജതി യേഷാമന്തർഗതധ്വാന്നം ഏതാദപ്യന്തരാനനം ദാവോഷ്ണഘനവാദോയം ശ്വാസവൽഭാതി പശ്യതാം ദുർഗന്ധോ അന്തരാമിഷഗന്ധവൽ. സോ ശ്രീ ശുകൻ ഈസ് സെയിങ് ടു പരീക്ഷിത് വൺ ഡേ വെൻ ദി കൗഹേർഡ് ബോയ്സ് ആൻഡ് കൃഷ്ണ കെയിം ടു ദി ഫോറസ്റ്റ് വെൻ ദേ കെയിം ടു ദി ഫോറസ്റ്റ് ദേ വർ ജസ്റ്റ് ന്യൂ ടു വൃന്ദാവനം. ദേ ഹാവ് നോട്ട് ബീൻ ദേർ ഫോർ വെരി ലോങ് ടൈം. ദേ വർ ന്യൂ, സോ മെനി പ്ലേസസ് വർ നോട്ട് ഫുള്ളി നോൺ ടു ദം. While walking, some of the cowherd boys noticed an unusual scene in the forest. So, before going to that, Krishna has, that particular day, Krishna has collected all the cowherd boys to come with him, and they were singing and dancing and all in such a happy mood. Being with Krishna means that it's tremendous pleasure. Constantly Krishna encourages them to joke, all the time joking with them. And at the same time, Krishna, they also felt very well protected by Krishna. That was their good fortune, that the cowherd boys who were with Krishna, most of them were feeling a tremendous protection from Krishna in the forest. They had no fear at all by now, because they knew that if something happens in the forest, Krishna will protect us. From how this consciousness has developed after the experiences from Putana onwards, that they knew that this is a very unusual person. As long as Krishna is with us, we have nothing to worry about. This was the children's consciousness. The boys were thinking like that. So when Krishna announced, it says in the first verse itself, you will notice there, prabhodayan shringaravena charuna vinirgado valsavurasaro harim valsavurasaro harim. Hari Krishna announced that prabhodayan with the horn. By now he started using the horn for announcing. Announcements have started. So with the announcement that everybody should join him today. So it was a big group of children together, all together, singing and dancing and playing with each other. They were taking the calves to the forest that particular day. When they got there, the calves went in its own way. They left them for grazing. And then the children start walking around looking. Suddenly they saw an unusual scene there. What was that? Something new which they had not noticed before. A very, very large size with a new road which was going inside. As though there was a new road has been built there. So the children were talking to each other. We have never seen like this before anywhere. It's a massive opening with a large road going inside. There were small children, 7 years, 6 years old children. They were talking to each other about this newly built structure. And it was not moving. It was staying open with its an open, like a cave, it was open, and the road-like thing was going inside. So they were saying to each other, we have never seen this like before, it looks like a road. So one boy said to other, that you know, this is the time a lot of development is going on now. Maybe they're building new roads into our motorways or whatever that was there in their mind. They were talking to each other like this. It could be a new road somebody is building. So they started walking on this road. They didn't know anything what it was all about. Akhasura, the brother of Putana and Baga, has come to the forest only with one intention. When he saw these children playing so happily together, Akhasura felt a little envious of them. And he decided that he will eat them all together. So what he did, he took such a massive form by what is known as, they all have these yogic powers also, but not like Krishna's yogic power. They also have certain yogic powers which were acquired by their yogic practices, what is known as Mahima. Mahima means you can expand your body very, very, very big, like the mountain. You could expand your body to that size. And that is what he has done. He has expanded his body by Mahima, by that Aishwarya Siddhi, mystic power known as Mahima. He has expanded his body so big. And then he took the form of a python, a big python, and he was lying there without moving and kept the mouth open. That's all it is. But the children didn't know anything. They thought it is some construction, something structure standing there. Let us go and explore inside what's going on. And they walked into this mouth of Akasura. Akasura's, the tongue which was coming out from Akasura's mouth, like a road it was, so wide and very, very smooth surface. And the children were walking along this, and they were joking also at the same time. Krishna's friends were joking each other that this is something interesting. We have never seen such good roads in Vrindavanam before, they say, like that. So anyway, they were going inside, and suddenly Krishna realized what a danger they have got into. Only when Krishna realized that Krishna started thinking, what should I do now? For a second, Krishna also started thinking, what should I do, the next thing to do? There's one possibility that he could kill Akasura from outside. He could kill Akasura from outside. But he thought, no, that is different. Akasura's case, I went in. Now the children, my friends have gone in. So I'm not going to stay outside. Let me also go in. This is what Krishna has thought at that time. So when Krishna went in, the children's attitude was, they were playing together like this. Aham purvam, aham purvam. It says here, Shishugan says so. Aham purvam, aham purvam. It is samsprasharem irem. That and during their plays, they were making all kinds of jokes. There's a list of them mentioned there. What kind of the jokes and the games they were playing. Sometimes monkeys will be sitting on the branches of the tree. Krishna will go and hold on to one tail of a monkey. And as soon as you hold the tail, what will happen? The monkey will start jumping and start either try to jump to the top to another branch, and Krishna will go along with the monkey's tail to the next branch. As soon as Krishna does that, he will come down and leave the tail and come down and say to the other friends, can you do, any of you do this, what I have done? As usual, the boys at that age, challenging each other. So another one says, Sri Rama or somebody, Soga Krishna, or someone will say to Krishna, I can do that. And he will go and try to hold on to another monkey's tail. Lots of monkeys were there in Vrindavanam that time, who were all come there to associate with Krishna. So when Sri Rama held on to one tail, the monkey beat him in the hand. As soon as he beat the hand, so Sri Rama left the tail and came out. Left the monkey also. That was that. That is finished. Sometimes, when the birds were flying, the shadow of the bird, when the birds are flying low, the shadow will be on the ground. They will run along with the shadow, chasing the bird. This kind of thing. The children do all sorts of things. You can imagine, only when you remember your own childhood, probably you will remember what all kinds of nonsensical activities you do to get some pleasure from this. But that is the kind of pleasures they used to get in Vrindavanam. So children they will walk along the Kalindi river or the streams, where there will be big, big frogs sitting there. When the frogs see this group of boys coming, they get frightened and they jump into the water straight away. So Krishna will challenge them straight away. Can you do like that, like the way the frog has dived into the water? And the children will, other friends will say to Krishna, no, we don't do such things. Krishna says, I can do that, he says. And Krishna does exactly like the frog, jumps into the water. And he jumps into the water and others try to do that, but they cannot do exactly like the way Krishna did. And Krishna was trying to entertain them in different ways, imitating the monkeys, imitating the birds, different kinds of voices they produced. Krishna used to imitate and show all these things to them. And different friends also tried to imitate them. Like this, they were utilizing the Vrindavana atmosphere to the maximum they could to enjoy their childhood. And that is what is described in the many, many verses there. It was, and Sri Shugan says one important verse there. You can read, the verse number is 11. And this is a famous verse in that particular chapter. Ittham sadam brahma sukhanu bhutya dasyam gadanam paradaivatena maya shridanam maradaragena sagam vijahru krida punya punjaha. Ittham sadam brahma sukhanu bhutya dasyam gadanam paradaivatena maya shridanam maradaragena sagam vijahru krida punya punjaha. Sri Shukani says to Parikshit, Ittham sadam brahma sukhanu bhutyam. Who is Krishna? Krishna is the ultimate truth, isn't it? Parabrahmam, supreme Brahman is Krishna. Those who are liberated, they experience what is known as brahma sukham, the happiness of liberation. In the liberated states, one experiences what is known as brahma sukham. That brahma sukham has, who has got it? Who? These boys have got it now. Why? Ittham sadam brahma sukhanu bhutya dasyam gadanam paradaragenam. That they were those who related with Krishna, those who have developed that relationship with Krishna in that pattern. For those who have taken as the complete shelter, dasyam gadanam paradaivadenam. For them, Krishna is the supreme, ultimate shelter in everything. But, maya shridanam naradaragenam. One who has taken shelter of maya, for him, what is Krishna? Paradaragena sagam vijakhru krida punya punjaham. Look at this boy's good fortune. Sri Shugan says to Parikshit, Itham sadam brahma sukhanu bhutyam dasyam gadanam paradaivadenam maya shridanam nayadaragena sagam vijakhru krida punya punjaham. That good fortune of these friends of Krishna, that they were able to associate with Krishna as though they were in the spiritual world. To such an extent, they had enjoyed and that happiness of associating with Krishna. Therefore, seeing these kind of pastimes of Krishna and the friends, Sri Shukan could not keep quiet about it. He said he will mention this to Parikshit straight away. This is what a devotee wants. This is what ultimately wants. One wants, because in the association of Krishna, everything else is forgotten. All other distress, lamentation, hankering, everything goes. And what happens? One gets what is known as brahma sukham. Itham sadam brahma sukhanu bhutyam dasyam gadanam paradaivadenam maya shridanam maradaragena sagam vijakhru krida punya punjaham. That what have they done to get this special relationship with Krishna? Sagam vijakhru krida punya punjaham. What a glorious things they have done in their previous lives to get to this position of associating with Krishna in this way. So Sri Shukan mentioned this, made one comment like this about the cowherd boys and Krishna, that relationship. And then he moves on to the next, now to the story of Akhasura. Akhasura was lying there, and to their mouth these boys have walked in. Krishna thought for a second what to do, decided that I will also go in. So Krishna walked into the mouth. Akhasura was feeling blissful. I got everybody, because first of all he was feeling envious of the cowherd boys enjoying like this with Krishna. Because only when one sees these things, one can recognize that happiness in the face of the cowherd boys. That is not the normal happiness what you would experience in the material world. That is why that particular verse was spoken. What made Akhasura envious of Krishna and the cowherd boys? Itham sadam brahma sukhanu bhutyam dasyam gadanam paradaivadena maya shridanam maradaragena sagam vijakhru krida punya punjaham. So just from this verse you can see Akhasura became envious, seeing this happiness of the children, of these boys. And when he got all of them inside the mouth, he thought, this is it. Now I can go and report back to my boss Kamsa there. They're all Kamsa's very close associates, you remember. And particularly this Akasura was a very close, very, very close associate of Kamsa. Kamsa and Akasura was on a very, you can say, probably they call each other by the first name or whatever. Such a close relationship they had. So that's why it is that Akasura came there, and when they got in, he closed the mouth. When he closed the mouth, only then, by now, the boys were walking inside, isn't it? So one of the boys suspected, they were talking to each other, that this new thing, they were completely surprised seeing this. One of them were saying to other, that this doesn't look like a proper road or anything. I have a little doubt that this, overall when I look at it, looks like a big, huge snake with its mouth lying open, he says. So when he mentioned that, others started getting a bit frightened and suspicious about, is it true what he's saying? Such a big mouth I have never seen any time before. So they were also talking to each other. So when the boys were saying like this, Akasura was from inside, some smell was coming out, some foul smell was coming from inside. Because these pythons, they eat all kinds of things and sometimes they don't get digested. When they are not digested properly, it will come back through the mouth again, the smell. So this smell was irritating to the cowherd boys. And they were still wondering, what is this? When they looked up the teeth of this, they were looking like some parts of a mountain or something. And as though the head and all was such darkish color, that it was like a thick black cloud on the top. So they couldn't understand the whole shape. They couldn't figure out anything. After all, they were 5, 6, 7 years old. So they were looking like this. And when this boy mentioned about it looked like a snake, another boy said to them, that don't worry about it. My father has taught me how to deal with the snakes, he said. So they were in complete innocence. They were talking to each other. So he says to him, what do you do then? And that is in the next verse. We can see what they were doing. Verse number 24. Asman ki matra grasida nevishtanayam dadachel bhagavad vinangshani kshanadaninidi bhagari shanmukham vichodha sandha karadadanairyayum. That vichodha sandha karadadanairyayum. What is that saying? Why does it Shishugan said that? Vichodha sandha karadadanairyayum. Karadadanam means clapping the hands. So, the snakes have got one attractive feature. One of their names in Sanskrit is called Chakshushravanam. Chakshushravanam means they have only one sense through which they have to hear and they have to see. Two actions are done by one sense. So in other words, when they see something, they can't hear. Or when they hear something, they can't see. So the boys were saying to each other, my father has taught me a special technique. If you have got close to a snake, what you should do is simply clap the hands. Then he won't be able to see you. He will simply hear to your clapping and you can escape from there. So this is why that word is used there. Kshanadaninidi bhagari shanmukham vichodhasandha karadadanairyayum. Karadadanam carried on like this because of this chakshushravana quality of the snake. That is why the boys were talking all these things. Shishugan is saying all the thoughts what were going through the mind of these young cowherd boys, Krishna's friends, and how they were enjoying and going inside and exploring Vrindavanam through Akasura's mouth. So when they got there, by now it is almost decided Akasura is going to kill them. And they started feeling suffocation. One after the other started dropping down. When the mouth was closed, there was no air inside, no oxygen, nothing. And they fell down and started feeling weak, difficulty in breathing, and suddenly darkness. At that time, see the verses next, what they said. Ittham mido dattyamadajna bhashidam shrutva vijinde tyamrsham rishayatim Raksho viditva akhila bhudahalstida swanam niroddham bhagavan manodhadem. Swanam niroddham bhagavan manodhadem. താവൽ പ്രവിഷ്ടാസ്ത സരോദരാന്തരം പരമജീർണ ശിശവാസവത്സാഹം പ്രതീക്ഷമാണേന ബകാരി വേഷനം ഹതസ്വകാന്ത സ്മരണേന രക്ഷസാം താൻ വീക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണ സകലാഭയപ്രദോ അനന്യനാഥൻ സുഗരാവദച്യുതൻ സുഗരാദവച്യുതൻ ദീനാംശ മൃത്യോർ ജഠരാഗ്നിഘാസാൻ ഘണാധിതോ നിഷ്ടകൃതേന വിസ്മിതാഹം കൃത്യം കിമത്രാസ്യ ഖലസ്യ ജീവനം നവാ അമീഷാ ച സദാം വിഹിംസനം ദ്വയം കഥാസ്യാഭിധി സംവിശന്ത്യ തൽജ്ഞാത്വാ വിശത്തുണ്ടമശേഷ ദൃഗ്ഹരീം. In those verses, what was going on in Akasura's mouth and what was going through Krishna's mind, that is what it is mentioned there. When Akasura closed his mouth, that Krishna is thinking, Ananyanathan Sugaradavachyudan. When the children got into Akasura's mouth, this was the first word came from Krishna's mouth. Ananyanathan Sugaradavachyudan. Very important words. Ananyanathan Sugaradavachyudan. For them, who else is there except me? This is the thought came to Krishna's mind. When a devotee get closer to Krishna, one day everybody will get closer to Krishna. It's not like going to be like this every day. One day it takes time, but after many, many years of Krishna conscious activity in spiritual life, when one gets closer to Krishna, one experiences little by little Krishna gives some flashes in life to draw him closer. Never Krishna rejects one person. Sometimes we think Krishna has rejected us, Krishna doesn't want us, it is a one-way traffic, we feel like that. But actually that is not true. Sometimes in life Krishna gives some hope also, that carry on with spiritual life. Can carry on chanting the holy name and reading Srimad Bhagavatam. One day this stage will come. Ananyanathan Sugaradavachyudan. This is why Sri Shukani is saying all these things in the Bhagavatam for our understanding. Ananyanathan Sugaradavachyudan. That Ananyanathan Sugaradavachyudan. Krishna is thinking, if I am not there, who else is there for them? Is it not nice if Krishna is thinking about us like this? How wonderful it is when Krishna is feeling this for a devotee. How fortunate that devotee. Only thing is, a devotee has to come to that stage of Krishna consciousness, and these things do happen. Krishna is so merciful to the devotee that tan viksha krishna sagala bhaya prado ananyanathan sugaradavachyudan deenam shamrityor jadaragni khasan granardhido dushtakrameena smidaham. Then jadaragni, the fire in the stomach, and Akasura was feeling the happiness so many at one time, whereas Krishna is thinking it's such a grave danger that they have got into. So talnyatva vishatundam ashesha drangharim. Without thinking about anything further, it is my people, they have gone in. That was the mood at that time, Krishna's mood. He didn't think anything, whether I should stay outside and try to kill, fight with Akasura. No, my boy, my friends have gone in, I have to be with them. That was Krishna's mood. That is why in the next verse it's mentioned there. Krityam gimatrasya khalasya jivanam nava amishaja sadam vihimsanam dvayam kathasya adidisam vichandya tajnya tvavishatvinda asheshadrigharim. Krishna got into that mouth straight away. And what happened now? Who is observing, watching all these things? The demigods. Demigods are seeing what was going on in Vrindavanam at that time, because the Supreme Personality had come here. And demigods were anxious to see who are all getting killed. How many demons? There, of course, their target was Kamsa and many other friends like Akha and others. But when Krishna got into that mouth, Krishna, Khasira, all the, according to Khasira's mouth, even the demigods felt anxiety about it. They started feeling what is going to happen to Krishna. This is the thought that has come to their mind. So you'll see in the next verse the concern about the concern from the demigods.
Tadagana chada devam bhayadha hedi chukrushu jahru shereja kamsadhyam kaunavastukabandhavam tachrutva bhagavan krishna suvayasarbhavalsagam churni chigirshoralmanam tarasavavade galem.
When they got into the when they reached the neck part, Krishna decided now he will expand. He decided to expand. When Bagasura was killed, if you look at the verse in the previous chapter, you see how Akka and Baga was different. In Bagasura's case, Krishna expanded in Krishna started giving the heat from his body like a fire. So what did he have to do? If you look at the verse, you will find 50, verse 50 in the 11th chapter.
Tam talimulam prahandam agmi vagopala sudam pidaram jagal guruho chachardha.
That chachardha, he had to vomit Krishna straight away outside. That was with Bagasura. But Akasura didn't think like that. Every demon who got killed in Krishna's childhood, every one of them were killed in different ways. That also you can notice here, the difference in the method of killing. So chachadham, that was Bagasura. But here
vavrade galem purchurni chageshwar almanam tarasa vavrade galem
went into the mouth and to the throat and started expanding. But when the demigods were enjoying there, when the demigods were in anxiety about Krishna, in the next line Sri Shivan says there,
Jagrushu Rejakam Sadhya Karaunavastukabandavaha.
Kamsa and his associates, they were relishing it, they were enjoying it.
Jagrushu,
they were enjoying, their happiness was because they thought Akka has done the job now for us. We don't have to be concerned about it anymore. So Kamsa was enjoying and the demigods were feeling distress about what will happen to Krishna now. So that was why that you will see fine when Krishna was in the mouth, he started growing big. When he grew so big that suddenly there was no escape route anywhere. Everywhere it's closed, isn't it? So he broke open his Akasura's Shirorandram. Shirorandram is the part where yogis take the soul out through that. And that path broke open through that. In the strong wind, Krishna and all the cowherd boys were out from the inside Akasura's body. And Akasura's, there are certain important, this Akasura is a very special special pastime. That also you have to remember. In Srimad Bhagavatam, so there are so many pastimes, but Akasura's pastime is a very special pastime. I'll tell you why. That is that when Krishna came out from Akasura's body and with the wind, all the cowherd boys outside, Akasura's spirit soul left the body and went into the sky. Everyone was observing this, including the demigods. They were observing this. Akasura's spirit soul coming out and standing in the sky. They can see all these things. We can't see. We don't even accept there is soul. But demigods are seeing the presence of the soul in the sky. Akasura's spirit soul came into the sky and stood there. And eventually, little by little, very slowly it came down and joined Krishna's lotus feet. That's what is mentioned there in the next verses.
Tadodikayasya niruddhamarginam udgirnadrishter brahmadastidastvada purnondarangi pavano niruddho murdhan vinishpati vinirgadao bahim Then Purnandarenge Pavanam Niruddho Murdhan Vinishpatya Vinirgadobahi.
When the air came out, life air, along with that, all cowherd boys, Krishna's friends and Krishna also came out.
Teneva sarveshu vihirgadeshu praneshu valsan sukhrida paredan drishtya swayathopyam tadannida punar vaktra mukundo bhagavan vinirayam pinahi bhogatidam albudam mahal jodhi swadhamna jalayaddisho dasham pradikshake vastidam ishanargamam viveshadasmin nishadam divaugasam.
Akasura's soul came back and join Krishna's lotus feet.
Tadodi Krishna sukrido kridarhanam pushpai suram apsarasas chanartanehi gidai sukha vadhyadarasya vadhyajai stavaisya viprajaini sunirganaham.
When this happened, immediately celebrations in the heavenly planets, apsaras women were dancing and there were all the drums were played.
Gidai sukha vadhyadarasya vadhyajai.
All the different instruments, musical instruments, were played in the heavenly planets to celebrate the death of Akasura.
Stavaischa vipra jaini sunair ganaham tadalbulastotra suvadya gidiga jayadinei golsava mangala swanan shrutva sudhamno andyajamagado chiral drishtva mahishasya jagama vismayam.
This pastime caused a big uproar in the heavenly planet, that they were absolutely surprised that such a pratyaksha mukti means an open liberation. Everybody could see this, isn't it? All the other kinds of pastimes, people didn't have the opportunity to see a spirit soul going back to Krishna and getting absorbed into Krishna's body, as like absorbing in Krishna's spiritual body. So that opportunity never happened before in any other case. Akasura's case, this has happened. So naturally, all the demigods were absolutely amazed by this special benediction Akasura got by Krishna. Akasura has given this to Krishna. And that was very fascinating for them. And when they started playing these drums and seeing their enjoying mood, Brahma, Lord Brahma, who is in the Satyalokam, much higher, in the higher planets, above us, there is the heavenly planets, above higher heavenly planets is Maharlokam, Janalokam, Tapolokam, and on top of that is Satyalokam. And Lord Brahma is the Satyalokadhipati, or in other words, in Satyalokam, he is in control, he lives here in Satyalokam. So what happened was, you see, according to the Vedic understanding, people in the higher planets, they can see us, we can't see them. That is how it is. Maharlokam, Janalokam, sages and all that, they can see everything what we do here, what all activities we are busy with here. And they also feel compassion for us, our life here, trying to pay the bills and running here, running there, doing every kind of nonsense. And so they feel, well, you do suffer your life here when you take to Krishna consciousness and come out from that place and come up. That's why it is mentioned like that. So Brahma's planet is on the topmost planet, isn't it? Satyalokam is the topmost planet. From there, Lord Brahma, because he is the top boss of this universe, so he has got the highest, the best cabin, on the topmost cabin given to him. From there, he can see everything, what's happening in the lower berths, what goes on here, what these people are running everywhere, doing all kinds of things. He's seeing and he's thinking, what can I do with them? And because they're so busy here with so much rubbish. So Brahma is seeing all these things. But when Brahma heard all this celebration going on in the heavenly planet, he wanted to know what's happening there in the earthly planet now. And Brahma's inquisitiveness was such that he came to inquire, and he heard that Akasura has been offered a liberation, open liberation. Not even a close check. A firm check has been given to Akasura, and Akasura has been given liberation, and Akasura has got this opportunity to free themselves from the material world. Brahma heard this. Brahma started thinking, who is this Krishna? I mean, I know that he is an incarnation of Lord Narayana. That was his impression before. Brahma was thinking about Krishna so many. But, and he has taken a human form here. And is he able to offer liberation and all that? I am supposed to be the big authority here in this universe. So Brahma is thinking like this. So he decided to come and look at what's going on here. After all, he has to see, isn't it, what goes on in this universe. That's his domain. So he came here. That is why. And with what mentality? That is interesting. What kind of mentality he had? Brahma parikshitumana aha. Parikshitumana. Let me experiment who this guy Krishna is. This was the mood. You know, sometimes this mistake happens to every one of us. Brahmaji thought that who is Krishna? I mean, is giving liberation to people like that? Brahma parikshitumana aha. That parikshitumana, he wanted to test the strength of who is this Krishna. That is what that arrival of Brahmaji is mentioned very nicely there. Tadalbuddha stotra suvadya giri gidiga jayadi negolsava mangalaswanan shrutva sudham nondyajam agado chiral drishtva mahishasya jagama vismayam. He was in absolute shock seeing what was going on. Rajanna jagaram jarmam shushkam vrindavanelbudam vajogasam bahudidam vabhuva kridagahvaram edal kaumarajam karma hare almahi mokshanam mrityo paugandage bale drishto jaru vismira vrajem. So when this incident happened, the skin of the skin of Akasura was in this python form, isn't it? That got dried after a while. Because there is something more to it that along with this pastime, there is another pastime known as Vanabhojanam. That is the pastime referred to in the Bhagavatam. Krishna's Vanabhojanam. Vanabhojanam means, it is a very well-known pastime, and you will see a picture of that in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna sitting in the middle and all the cowherd boys sitting around him and observing and eating the and taking the prasadam together. That is what it is, Vanabhojanam. So, before this incident happened, in the then this Akasura's dead body was lying there, and over a period of time, the skin became dried up, and the children started using for playing. The children find anything, especially the village children. They have the habit, anything they find, they'll utilize it. They'll find some utility for that in their games. You can't tell you how many unlimited items the children find in the forest for them to play, and that is their nature. So they found that this is something very useful. That also Sri Shukadeva has mentioned here. Rajanna jayaram charman shushkam vrindavanelbudam prajaugasam bahudidam babhuva kridagahvaram edal kaumarajam karmam hare ralmahi mokshanam mrityo paugandage bale drishto jor vismida vrajem. Why there is a reference to this verse here? That's also very interesting. Edal kaumarajam karmam hare almahi mokshanam mutyo paugandaye bala drishto jor vismida vrajem. A man's life is divided like this. The first one is called kaumaram. Kaumaram means up to 5 years. And after that, it is known as Paugandam. In Krishna's life, all these were very important days. Kaumaram, Paugandam. Paugandam is up to 10 years. Then after Paugandam, what is known as Kaishoram. Kaishoram means up to 15 years. When a boy is growing up, you can see at these different ages, the personality changing in him. And according to the great, great devotees, in which age Krishna is more attractive? They have discussed all these things, because at each of these age, Krishna has exhibited different beauty in life. And normally, in a young boy's life, it is considered that Kaishoram is the most interesting age. That means they have just left the Paugandam. From Kaumaram they came to Paugandam. Paugandam is up to 10 years. And between 10 and 15 years, they're just leaving there that the childhoodness, and they are just coming to the youth, isn't it? So that is that age called Kaishoram. Kaishoram is a beautiful time in the growth of a boy's life. Nowadays by 5 itself they become 50. So that is how the modern life is. They don't allow them to grow up in that proper way, as it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, because the pressure they put on by the whole society and everyone in the world, that some of the things when you read, it completely burns your, it blows your mind. Some of the things what's done to the children, they don't get an opportunity to grow like children anymore. They have to be the best all the time, first thing, and the pressure builds up. Not only that, Krishna didn't have any pressure like that. He didn't have to get his A-levels or anything to get his survival in this. None of the cowherd boys had any stress upon them. So they naturally grew up in the normal way. They are meant to grow. But evam mihare kaumare kaumare jahadur vrajai nilayane sedubandher markadot plavanadivim. So therefore they could play all these things in the forest as much as they wanted. And when Krishna is there with you, why do you need A-levels? A-levels you need as long as you have to struggle in this world to get your jobs or whatever is there. So when you are searching for all that, you need all that. But Krishna is there with them, so they didn't need anything. So that is why it was mentioned here that when you come to Kaishora stage in life, it is the most attractive time. Piyusha plavidoham tadanudadudare divya kaishoravesham. One devotee said to Krishna that your Kaishora stage is such, all this rasa dance and all that has happened during these Kaishora days. That from there you can see that was the most attractive time of Krishna's beauty. Krishna is beautiful at all stages, and even as a little boy had his own beauty. But that whole beauty comes out in the body to such a level that everyone got attracted to Krishna. That is why Piyusha plavidoham tadanuradudare divya kaishoravesham tarunyaramharamyam. Tarunya stage is just beginning at that time. The youthful age is building up. So that is the different stages in life of a person. So Sri Shugan has mentioned this here for a specific reason. That also you have to remember why it has happened. So many things in the Bhagavatam, when you start analyzing it, you start wondering that what all Sri Shugan has been thinking when he was talking Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. Some of the, all these pastimes are so related to each other. So I'll finish that chapter and we'll come back to that, why it was mentioned there little later, so that it will connect with the whole pastimes in the next chapter. Nidat vijitram anujarbhamayinam paravaranam paramasya vedhasam aghobiyal sparshadathaudabhadagam pabalmasamyam tusadam sudurlabham sagradyangapadimandarahidam manomayi bhagavadim dadaugadim sa eva nityatma sukhanubhutyam vidastamayo andargadohikim punam. That is the comment from Sri Shugan about this. That is also very important. When Akasura took Krishna inside, demigods thought that why Akasura has been given this special mercy, open liberation, isn't it? It's not a closed deliberation like many others get. Very openly done. Everything was done very openly. What was the reason for that? It has been mentioned, Sri Shukan says here the reason also. If you read that, Sagardyadanga Pratimandarahidam Manomayi Bhagavadim Dadaugadim Sa Eva Nityalpa Sukhana Bhutya Divyas Tadastamayo Andargadohi Kim Punam.
If we want to understand that verse, we have to discuss with Vilumangalam about it, because Vilumangalam has mentioned this in detail. Vilumangalam used to sit on the banks of a river and bring his Salagram Shila for worship there. When he used to worship Salagram Shila, he used to bathe there in the river was flowing very nicely. And he used to bathe the salagrams in the river and bring them back and keep it. And then on the on the sand, ready to worship. He has brought all the articles also for worshipping the Salagram Shila. After all, he was a Brahmana, wasn't he? So Brahmanas have these salagrams always with them. That is their life. For them, the Lord Vishnu is worshipped through Salagram Shila, and Salagram Shila will be with them all the time. So when he kept the Salagram Shila, then he went to the river to to wash his own clothes. That was, those clothes, whatever he was wearing, he had one dhoti or something, whatever it was, he was washing that. As soon as he washed it, brought it to the sand and left it for drying. Probably some of you have noticed this, that in many, many big rivers, people will bathe in the river. And after that, they will bring the dhoti and they will spread it in the sand itself to dry. They may not have a spare dhoti even sometimes. So they will bathe in the river, and after that they will say their prayers, either Gayatri or whatever they have to say. After that, they'll come back and take the dhoti and start dress. By then, the dhoti will get dried in an hour or so, something like that. So, Vilumangalam was doing the same thing. Vilumangalam was not bothered about carrying clothes or anything, always fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So, when he left the salagram here, Krishna came there, took these small salagrams and put it in the mouth. Deliberately he did that. Just to tease Vilumangalam. That is why he did that. Just to tease him. So Vilumangalam was bathing and washing this, washing his clothes, and when he came back, salagrams was missing. Krishna was sitting there. Vilumangalam asked Krishna, "Where is my salagram Shila?" Krishna says, "Why are you asking me?" Answer back. Straight, "Why are you asking me?" Vilumangalam says, "I washed them and kept it here for worshipping them." Krishna says, "I thought it was a nice sweet. So I wanted to test it and I put it in my mouth. Swamiji, I can't give it back to you now," he says. Just to see what the response is from Vilumangalam. Vilumangalam thought for a second and told Krishna that if you start giving me trouble like this, I don't want to spend my time with you. Vilumangalam is saying to Krishna like this. So by now, Vilumangalam has brought the dhoti and left it there. Krishna goes and picks up the dhoti and goes to the river again and start washing Vilumangalam's dhoti. Saying to Vilumangalam, "Dhoti is not clean enough," he says to Vilumangalam. "And bring the dhoti back after some time," and puts it back again for drying. And then takes the salagram from the mouth back and gives to Vilumangalam. "Here is your salagram," he says. "I was thinking that it was a sweet, I took it, but it's not sweet anymore," he says. "It's like a stone," he said. He hands it bowed back to Vilumangalam. Vilumangalam, with the left hand, moved Krishna like this, saying to him, "Don't disturb me," he said. Krishna says to Vilumangalam, "You shouldn't have touched me with the left hand," he said. "This is what, if you are doing this, you won't find me here anymore. If you want to see me, follow me. In particular forest he mentioned, you can see me again." Krishna left Vilumangalam that day. That was the day, greatest sadness in Vilumangalam's life. He has mentioned this in the Krishna Karnamadam. Madhuryadabhi madhuryam, chabalyadabhi chabalam. About, you know, there are certain things in this world, sometimes you don't like it, at the same time you like it. Have you seen anything like that? there is certain situations in life can happen. We say like this, you take it into the mouth. Because it is bitter, you can't take it inside. But because it is sweet, you can't spit it outside either. So that is situations like that happens in life, isn't it? Sometimes we give an example like that. Certain times, sometimes you want something, but at the same time the hassle of that also puts you off not to have it. So this kind of situation. So Vilumangalam says here, Krishna is like that. Madhurya Davimadhuryam. Very sweet always to deal with. Plenty of fun with Krishna. But Chabalya Adavi Chabalam. But once he starts doing these naughty things, I have to keep him away. I can't do anything properly. Constantly disturbs my worship. So that was the mood at that time. Madhurya Adavi Madhuryam. Chabalya Adavi Chabalam. Vilumangalam says this in the Karnamadam about it. Our Akhasura's case also, it was a similar situation. What happened to Akhasura? You see, once you take Krishna inside, Krishna is gone in now, isn't he? Inside his body. Akhasura wanted to get him out after when Krishna started expanding. But no, you can't get him out. This is the problem with Krishna. For us also, same problem. Once Krishna goes in, no matter, even if you tomorrow after a few days you start thinking, oh, this whole Krishna consciousness is such a hassle, you have to get up at 3 o'clock, sometimes they are telling me 4 o'clock, whereas before I had all this Krishna consciousness, I could sleep till 10. It was such a happy life I had. Ever since I got into this, I don't know why I got involved with Ishkan and all these devotees and Bhagavatam. And I'm sure inside you are cursing Ishkan and devotees and Bhagavatam because they have disturbed your happy sleep for days together. Then prior to Ishkan life or Krishna consciousness life, you could eat anything you wanted, anywhere you wanted, pass on the credit card and get it paid and move on to the next place. But now everything, you have to check the packet. E471 is there. E571 is there. Check the list. Is this applied to me? All these kind of anxieties Krishna consciousness has created. More than that, there are other bigger problems than this. At least you can live with it. You know these things called karmis? You can't associate with them. If you associate with them, Prabhu, you are finished. Then there is no hope after that. This has been pumped into the head so strongly, this thing called karmi, that you get frightened to go to them. After all, he is a karmi, isn't it? What chance has he got? He is finished in this life. Sense gratification is his goal of life. This, that and the other, all these kind of problems. So every time you meet a person, you start judging him. Is he a karmi or is he untouchable? So immediately start making this judgment about people. Because the realization has not come that he is also a part and parcel of Krishna. You have not reached that stage yet. You are in the beginning portion or part of your spiritual life. So that is when all these things are very, very strong. While traveling the aeroplane, no food, no. Rejected totally. Everything had to be taken from Radharani's bakery or cooked at home and taken with you. Only then, Prabhu, it is bona fide. Otherwise, no. No karmi food, nothing. So all these problems are there. And sleeping, the best part of the whole life is the sleep. That is the greatest happiness. And that sleep has been curtailed considerably because of this thing called 16 rounds. Ever since this 16 rounds has come, there is no time for a good relaxed sleep even. Especially in these beautiful summer days when everything is so quiet, sun is blasting on our back at the window, and how nicely the quilt on the top, enjoying that quietness. Whereas the devotees, 3 o'clock they start, like the Lechmore Heath population complains about it. They start at 3 o'clock. What are they doing at 3 o'clock? Such a beautiful time to sleep. So all these pleasures of life is gone from life once for all when you come to Krishna consciousness. But even though it has happened, all that thing, still you are not able to give it up. This is the beauty of, this is how Krishna is. So this Akasura is also like that. Krishna went in. Akasura wanted to get him out. Krishna won't go. Even if you want to get it out, it won't go. Because Krishna is like that. Once he gets in, he stays. He won't let you out. You're finished now. Now, the rest of the life, you keep doing it. You have no choice. Sometimes, some older devotees, I won't mention, it happened in many, many people's case. They, due to different circumstances, not any individual's fault, that they had to leave ISKCON. They went away outside and tried to find some happiness in this world. Not due to anything, any special reason it happened in like that. There's nothing. What happens in life is not in one's control, everything. So even then, sometimes they think that they are not able to forget Krishna. Because it is Krishna consciousness in life that is happy life. That is the proper life also. Everything else is artificial in this world. You can see that. In proper Krishna consciousness, when devotee is in relationship with Krishna, executing his life in this world, that life is proper. Otherwise, it is not proper life. It is Maya's life. And the devotee realizes this. That is why he will say like this, that what has happened to Akasura is not at all surprising. Not at all surprising. Why? Akasura has got Krishna inside. Now you've got only one choice. Either you get liberated and go back to the spiritual world, or surrender to Krishna straight away. You got these two options. Now, Akasura had taken the best option, because if you have to surrender and all that, Akasura's consciousness and body and the mind and the attitude was not proper for a surrender. All the poison inside and the best association he had with Kamsa and everything is not going to help very easily. Akasura took the best option. Like you see, sometimes they say, this is not an option, they say, isn't it? So similarly, Krishna also told Akasura, there is no option for you. There's only one option. Go back home, back to Godhead. And that is why this Akasura's pastime is a very interesting pastime for the devotees. Why? It teaches the devotee one lesson. When Krishna is in, he is in. He is not going to go. He is permanently there. You can try your whole lifetime to get out of Krishna somehow and go back to your old life. You cannot do it. That is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is that kind of consciousness whereby one feels that his transcendental permanent relationship with Krishna, he starts developing from then on. Shri Shuga Vajam Suda Vajam Itam Dijaya Davadeva Datam Shrutva Samadhuscharidam Vijitram Aprachabuyo Vitadeva Punyam Vayasagim Yangrihida Chetaha Shri Rajovajam Brahman Kalandragradam Tatkarinam Kadam Havil Yel Kaumare Harigradam Jagupauganda Gair Bhagaha Tal Brohime Mahayogin Param Kaudu Halam Guru Munameda Dharereva Maya Pavadinanyatham Vayam Dhanyadama Loge Guru Birchatravandhava Yel Pivamo Muhustatva Punyam Krishna Kadam Radam Sri Suda Uvajam Ittam smavrishta sadubadarayini talsmaridananda khuda khilindriya krichral punarlabdha bahir drishishanai pratyahadam bhagavadottamottamaham Srimad Bhagavad Mahavrani Paramahamsyam Samhidayam Dashamaskande Purvardhe Dvadashodhyayam Ittam smavrishta sadubadarayini talsmaridananda khuda khilindriya Krichral punarlabdha bahir drishishanai pratyahadam bhagavadottamottamam. You can see there a discussion between Suda Goswami, similarly Maharaj Parikshit also, and quoting the discussion between Parikshit Maharaj and Sudeva Goswami. Parikshit was absolutely amazed by this story of Akasura. And he wanted to hear why that story was, that the story of what happened with the skin of that Akasura's, Akasura, why, how come it got dried there for so long? And that is why when you move on to the next chapter, we'll tell you the answer. And that is where Krishna starts his beautiful pastimes in the forest with the other cowherd boys. One day, Krishna says to all the, says to Mother Yashoda like this. This is the one of the finest pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam. As much as you can relish it, please enjoy it. That Krishna was saying that childhood, 4.5, 5 years old, by the time he started tending the calves, Krishna started thinking, now I'm a very responsible person in this world. So what can you do if Krishna says like this, I'm responsible? He's responsible, isn't it? But for Mother Yashoda, he's still the baby, Krishna. Nothing has changed. He's going to forest, he's taking the calves, but she is thinking all the elderly children are looking after everything, they are doing everything. But this Akasura situation changed the whole scene. What has happened there is mentioned there in the next verse. Shri Shuka Uvacham Sadhu Prishtam Mahabhagam Twaya Bhagavadottama Yannadu Innudanaya Shishasya Shrinvannabhikatham Muhum Sadamayam Sarabhradam Nisargo Yadartavani Shuti Chedasam Abhi Padikshanam Navyavadachyudasya Yalstriya Vidanamiva Sadhu Arthaham. Shri Shukan says that chapter with these two beautiful verses. That King Parikshit was getting more and more interested to hear about all these childish activities of Krishna. How he did all these wonderful things. And Parikshit was becoming more and more fully focused to hear more and more about it. And you know what the example Shri Shukan has used there? If you read that example, you can see how Shri Shukan makes fun of all of us in this world. Very nicely he has done. Sadamayam sarabhradam nisargo yad arthavani shuti chedasamapi pradikshanam navyavadachyudasya yal striya vidanam iva sadhu vartaham. Shri Shukan says to Parikshit that, my dear Parikshit, the way people enjoy here in this world is like this, he says. That Parikshit Maharaj was becoming more and more inquisitive to hear, isn't it? He was becoming more and more inquisitive after hearing the Akasura's pastime. His mind was getting more interested to hear about Krishna. So at that time, Sri Shivan thought, we'll give better to give an example how Parikshit was getting interested. And the example he was given was, in this world, normally, in the human, ordinary human society, the men have a common subject for discussion. Everybody, majority of people, very rarely wine doesn't happen. That's about women, isn't it? Men's important topic of discussion. But they'll do it in such a sophisticated way. In the offices, wherever you're working, you'll find all this goes on. They think that this is a very important topic for discussion in this world. And accordingly, the whole topic centers around the newspapers and the other kinds of publicizing articles, whatever that is. And particularly when groups of people assemble, whether it is in the social gatherings or it is in the wherever non-devotees assemble, this is the topic of discussion. It is an accepted fact. But they do it in such a subtle way. When it is spoken, I'm talking about offices now. In the offices, you will always notice this topic of discussion comes up. And when it is discussed, everyone becomes very attentive to hear. Especially the men and women, there's no difference at all. They're all in the same boat. And they all become very attentive to discuss this topic. And the comments comes out in a very subtle way it's spoken, that it makes you stimulate your thoughts also. But the topic is such a thing that it doesn't need much stimulation. But the discussion is such, it is of a very high standard. But the topic is very low. So this is how it is discussed in the offices. And it's the same thing goes on in many of these committees and social gatherings and everything. Nothing much is different than that. So Sri Shivan thought, I'll give this example. Accordingly, as much as people become more attentive and curious to hear this topic of discussion, he says here, Vidan means those who are addicted to women and who always talks about women. For such people, vidanam iva sadhu vartam. So similarly, this topic of Krishna has become so serious for Parikshit Maharaj that such an attention caught on in Parikshit Maharaj's mind. That is what came up to Sri Shukan's words here. So it is then that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, what you find there is the beautiful discussions between Krishna and Mother Yashoda. Krishna says to Mother Yashoda that, so by now, every day Krishna is taking the calves to the forest, bringing them back at lunchtime, and then takes prasadam at home. After that, again takes the calves back to the forest, and evening brings them home. So that means four times. Twice he has to go and come back. So four times he has to go to the, he has to walk the distance to the forest. So one day, a thought occurred in Krishna's mind that this is too much hassle. This going back, coming back for lunch every day. This means that I'm losing a lot of my time. And Krishna went up to Yashoda and said, told her, from tomorrow onwards, I am having my prasadam in the forest. Krishna orders to Mother Yashoda like this. Yashoda says, no, you're not. The usual answer. Every time the same story. No, you're not having it. You are eating it here. You come back here. Krishna says straight away, like a boy, you know, with full conviction, he says, answers back to Yashoda. Says to Yashoda, in that case, I'm not eating anymore. So, how do you find that? You know, sometimes boys, at that age, this is the attitude. That once you challenge them, they will also challenge. The challenge starts at that time. 10 months while staying in the womb, there was no challenge. Came out crying also. But by about 4, 5, 6 years, that Rajogunam starts building up inside. And when Rajogunam starts building up, the nature also starts changing in the person. Krishna says to Yashoda, no, I am not eating anymore. If that's the case, no more eating at home. I won't be coming back. Says, what can Yashoda do now? What can Yashoda do? If she knows that the only place where she can make an appeal is Nanda Maharaj. So goes to Nanda Baba and says to Nanda Baba, Krishna is saying like this. Nanda Baba says, what can we do? If Krishna wants to eat in the forest, let him eat. So you pack a nice lunch for him. He says, okay. So next day, Yashoda gets up earlier because lunch has to be packed. Not by lunchtime, just be ready by 7, 8. Krishna is not bothered what time Yashoda has to get up. That's Yashoda's problem as far as Krishna is concerned. He has to carry on, execute his mission properly. Because he realized that by going to forest, what was happening was that this time of coming back and forth for the lunch was wasting a lot of time. If I could get that time also to play in the forest, I have a good long span from morning 8 o'clock to till about 4, 5 o'clock. And by 5 o'clock, all the other big cows will come back. Before they come back, he has to bring the calves back and tie them back in the Goshala because they should be ready for milking them. They should be there. So this responsibility was there. So evening, there is not much leeway for him to manipulate. The only time he could manipulate was this lunchtime. So Krishna said to Yashoda, pack nicely everything and give it to me in the morning. So poor Yashoda every morning gets up early, had to milk the cows, butter, cheese, yogurt, everything she has to make, prepare Krishna's breakfast, bathe him, dress him up nicely. Like, you know, the modern days, how the mothers are busy in dressing up the children to go to school. When you see all those things, sometimes you worry about it. Because the mother's life is so much centered around the children going to school. And they spend so much time in organizing them until they board the car and gone from home. Their anxiety, and then nowadays it's not only that. They have to drive all the way 15 or 20 miles to the school and then drop them, traffic jam, and going to, all the time they are so stressed in their mind. And by the time, oh, they come back and get a big relief from them. And day after day, 5 days a week, this happens, you can imagine. Waiting for the half term to come. And when the half term comes, by time the father is busy in the office banging there till late in the evenings. Mother is busy with other activities like this. Whole family on Saturday has a good sleep till about middle of the day because of the whole weekly commitments. So this is how it was. So you can imagine Yashoda's case. Yashoda had to get up so early to get Krishna ready with the breakfast.
and also with the lunch prasadam. So lunch prasadam, all Krishna is prepared. Krishna, whatever, he doesn't want to compromise on the quality of the feast. Everything has to be there as much as it was there for the lunch. And Krishna has confirmed that. He gave the list also what all he wants for the lunch to Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda was preparing that every day what he wanted. All kinds of vegetables. And you will see the beauty of Krishna's eating in this chapter, how he used to eat. And Krishna says to Mother Yashoda like this. Yashoda says to him that she has prepared rice with ghee, rice with yogurt, different choices, whatever Krishna wanted. All kinds of vegetables, whatever that is, you can get in the shops those days, whatever that was grown, every different kinds of vegetable preparations, Krishna wanted them as well. In addition to that, all different kinds of sweets as well. So Krishna, Yashoda has prepared all these things and packed them in such a way. What is known as a special name is given there in that chapter for the kind of package what Krishna is given for that. In the chapter, if you look there, you will find in the chapter 13, verse 7, you will find there, Muktva Shikyani Bubuju Samam Bhagavata Mudam. That Shikyani, what is the Shikyani means? Shikyani means, after packing all the lunch, it were put in pots. And these pots are hung up with ropes around. And you can go and hang it up on the branch of the tree. The reason for that is, one pot over the other. Like the women keep the yogurt and butter at home. Sometimes they hang them up from the rafters or something so that the mice or sometimes even the cats have no access to that. So protect that, they used to do like this. So a similar package was offered to Krishna. Krishna was very, very satisfied with that. With that package. So he carried all this and he told his friends also, this is how my mother has packed my lunch. You tell your mother also to do the same thing. So he instigates everyone to do things the way it was to be done. So it was done like that, and Krishna is going to the forest, and when he went to the forest that particular day, Krishna says to Mother Yashoda, Balaram cannot come today. He says to Yashoda, Balaram cannot come. Balaram is feeling very upset because Balaram also wants to play, isn't it? So Yashoda says to Balaram, leave it today, it's only one day, isn't it? Because with Krishna you can't argue anything. You argue means no, nothing, no change, compromise at all. Krishna would have straight away said that Balaram cannot come today, that's it. That's the last word on that. So they wanted to know what is the reason why Balaram. There is no reason, he said. Balaram cannot come today. He stays home back. He said. Then he gives some flimsy excuse that was a monthly birthday for Balaram or something like that. He should stay home. He shouldn't come today. Nobody could understand why Krishna was stopping Balaram going that day. So eventually Yashoda said to Balaram, at least today you stay home and you have some rest today. Tomorrow you can go like this. Yashoda and Rohini pacified Balaram and Krishna gone that day alone with all the other friends. Yeah, they went to the forest, and when they went to the forest, as soon as they got there in the forest, they had they hung up all their prasadam what they brought to the different branches. So now a problem came up. They realized that the monkeys can take it over. They had no problem with the ants and the other flies and all that because it was nicely packed and it was hung from the branch of the tree. They were not big enough to go to the top or anything. They were the lowest branch they found and they hung it on top of that. All these different food packages. But then Krishna said to them that for some of you boys should stand here with a catapult and protect this prasadam. Today you won't get a chance to play. He's the leader of the whole group. So he's dictating to every one of them how they are going to play. So few of you should stay, three or four of them, simply guarding the prasadam. You can watch us playing, but you have to guard the prasadam. When the monkeys come, get it off them using the catapult and the stones or something like that. And we'll be playing. Tomorrow we will stand there
as watching the as the security job, and you can play. So like some agreement has been worked out between Krishna and the friends. So that is how it was organized. And then this incident happened when they came out from Akasura's mouth. All this thing happened when the day they came out from Akasura's mouth. So when they came out of Akasura's mouth, they were feeling extreme hunger. Extreme hunger they felt that day. And because they felt so hungry for eating something, they remembered that the food was hanging there and they wanted to have the feast straight away. Krishna said to them, "Don't worry about anything, we have hung the food there. That is still there, that is not gone. We'll go and get the food and start a big feast now." So they started this big feast. When the feast started, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Shukan wanted to say this to the whole world, that what Krishna does in this world, when he has got his friends, you cannot question him anything. Bibradvenam jadarabhatayo shringavetre chakachayvamai panau masranakabalau talbhalanyangulishum tishtan madhi sovari sukhrudau hasayan narmabhiswai chudre loke mishadibubuje yajnyabuk balakelim. In one big verse, Sri Shukan put the whole vanabhojanam or Krishna's eating prasadam with the friends. Bibradvenam jadarabhatayoh shringavetrejakachayvamai panau masranakabalau twalbhalanyangulishum. It is, you can see in that chapter, in the verse number, in the verse number 11, in chapter 13. Krishna's feast. This is what that verse is. Bibradvenam jadarapadayoho shringavetrejakachayvamai panau masranakabalau talbhalanyangulishum tishtan madhye sobari suhrudai hasayan narmabhiswai swarge loke mishadi bhubuje yajnyabhuk balakelim. What does that mean? It means when they wanted to start the feast, every person, every boy, his friends started saying to Krishna that you should sit next to me. All the boys were saying to Krishna, "You sit next to me. I want to sit next to you." Because their relationship with Krishna was like that. So Krishna said to the boys that the only solution I can find is that, because they want to talk to Krishna while eating. This was the whole thing. You see, the picnic, what they were having, they all brought prasadam from home. Because Krishna has instructed the friends that day that you all tell your mother what all you want to eat and get that ready in the morning and bring it with you. I won't be able to give you prasadam, he said. You bring yours, I have told my mother, you tell your mothers also. And you all bring yours and we'll all share each other, have a nice feast together. So this was the plan. So they all sat around Krishna. I think in the Krishna book, a picture has been drawn of this Vanabhojana Krishna. Krishna is taking prasadam with the friends. There's a picture in the Bhagavatam shown about that. So when they sat together, the children started demanding, "He should stay next to me. I want to talk to you." Everyone started demanding. Krishna says, "The only thing I can do is I'll sit in the middle. You sit all around me," he said. So they all sat around Krishna. There is one interesting thing what happened now was that everybody felt that Krishna is looking at me. Every single one of them. Have you noticed this? If you go and see Gokulananda downstairs sometimes, you can see yourself experience this sometimes. When there is a busy day or even an ordinary day also, when there is a few people in the temple standing in front of Krishna and they are all looking at the deity, to Gokulananda. Every one of them is feeling, "Gokulananda is looking at me." Have you noticed that? It happens. Then it does happen. That is true then and it is true today also. You will find provided you have some understanding of what you are standing there for. Sometimes you go standing there looking at all the roof and what's the new roof, how does it look, oh, it's full, plenty of gold on the top. All these kind of thoughts may come to your mind. But if you look at Krishna at that time, to Krishna's face, you sometimes will notice that Krishna is looking at you. Somehow that is how that eyes are. Krishna's eyes are like that. So these cowherd boys who are sitting around Krishna also felt the same thing. Sometimes in big temples, when Krishna is decorated with very expensive jewelry, gold and other jewels, expensive jewels, people will go there and they won't look at the deity, they look at the jewelry. So in other words, their attraction, like in Tirupati for example, Tirupati is so much jewelry around that when they see the deity, they'll come out and think, how much jewelry Krishna has got. And you know, like a newly married bride on the marriage day, 20-30 lines of this gold around the neck, few kilos hanging around the neck, how they look, especially Indian marriages. In the West it's not so much, but in India marriage means this, so much gold around. So like that, people notice all these things. But rarely people who look to Krishna's face or the lotus eyes, they will also get this feeling that Krishna is looking at you. It can happen, but those who are attracted by the roof and by the ceiling and the jewelry, they may not notice it. They may take it something else. But sometimes they see the garland, sometimes they see something else. But whatever it is, what I'm saying is that is a special attraction of Krishna, that you get a feeling that Krishna is looking at you. So here what happened was, all the boys sat around and this particular form of Krishna is a form for meditation for the yogis. You see, different pastimes of Krishna are taken by different people for meditation. They will meditate on that form on a regular basis. As much as time allows them to do, they focus on this form of Krishna, Vanabhojanam Krishna, who meditating on Krishna's form. Some people meditate on Krishna's some childhood pastime, whom they are attracted to. Many pastimes are attracted to them, isn't it? We read about this, like Krishna stealing the butter, Damodara Leela. That is another pastime attractive to the devotees. So different pastimes of Krishna attracts different devotees according to their frame of mind. And this is one pastime attracts some devotees. Krishna taking prasadam with the other devotees together. Why? Because this particular verse in there. Like another verse I mentioned to you before, Valsan munjan kochida samaye krosa shanjada hasasteyam swadhyati atadati badakalpidai steya yogaihi markan bhoshan vajada sajel nati bhandam bhinati dravya labhe sagha gubido ya upakroshyadogan. I mentioned three verses previously in another chapter. Krishna's childhood pastimes, three big, huge verses, monster, massive verses. Sri Shukan mentioned his childhood pastimes. Some people use them for meditation, those verses. And some people use this verse for their meditation. So all these verses are meant for meditation of Krishna's different pastimes. And they all are equally gives pleasure to the devotee. That is the beauty of this particular verse. And we discuss this verse next Sunday. You will understand that why people choose this verse for meditation. This Vanabhojana Krishna. It has its own beauty and that will come through that verse. And Srimad Bhagavatam now and then will tell us in this different. As I mentioned before, Sri Shukani is not telling everything what Krishna has done. He is only pointing out some interesting features of those pastimes so that those devotees who want to remember Krishna, they can remember him in any of these different beautiful pastimes. And it is through these pastimes, one start feeling a relationship with Krishna. Otherwise, how do we feel any relationship with Krishna? If you simply start thinking, Krishna is living in Golokam, and one day I will get there, and that day, whenever that happens, that may be a long run, but before that happens, the relationship has to begin here, in this world, right here. And don't have to wait till we get to Golokam. before this preparation for entering into Golokam and Vaikuntham begins here in this world. And that is why when the devotee starts this relationship with Krishna, one little by little, all these verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam becomes very significant in his life. And one cannot deny that why Srimad Bhagavatam is so potent with all the information what you need about Krishna to develop that attachment for Krishna. So you can see why Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. He is not different from Krishna. It is for this reason, the moment you study Srimad Bhagavatam seriously, Krishna gets in. And once you start becoming serious about that, there is no need to look for Krishna anywhere else. Krishna is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll stop there today. We'll continue discussing this next Sunday. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.